Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Evie Brooks with Evie Brooks Panama. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me, Lee.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Evie Brooks Panama. How are you serving folks?
We have been in Central America since 2003. And we started in Costa Rica, and then the big crash hit, and we, in 2012, ended up in Panama because Costa Rica is a tourism-only country. And it was attractive to expats for investment, but when the crash happened, Costa Rica just did not come back, but Panama kept clicking on through. And so in 2012, I gave it up, and I moved over to Panama, and we've not looked back since. We work with expats that's wanting to relocate, have retirement or vacation homes, and investments internationally. And so that's kind of, in a nutshell, why we've been in Latin America so long and what we're focused on right now.
So now walk me through what it's like for a person that's, born and raised in America and then considering going to Panama and living there. What are some of the things that I'm afraid of? What are some of the things I should know?
The one thing I love about Panama, it's so similar to Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I'm from. I'm north of Atlanta, about 50 miles. My whole family's been here for generations. And so when I went overseas, Costa Rica was quite the culture shock because it was primarily just Spanish speaking. There was not a lot of English speaking people anywhere. But when you go over to Panama, their second language is English. And it's got a thriving metropolitan area like downtown Atlanta, Georgia. You can't imagine that this was referred to as a third world country when I went down there in 2012, and it has just exploded since the Panama Canal expanded for the super tankers back in 2016. And anytime you're near or around the area of the city, you feel like you're in a U.S. major metropolitan city. So it's not a whole lot different. The GDP has been much stronger all the way through coronavirus, and we don't know what it's going to look like on the other side of that. But the GDP after 2008, the lowest that it ever was in Panama was 4%, and that was in 2009. So from 2009 up until, you know, early 2020, the GDP ranged between 5% and 9.6%. So it's just a thriving economy. They're on the U.S. dollar, so that's the same. The shopping places, you're very familiar with all the same shopping that you see on Rodeo Drive and in, you know, Lenox Mall in Atlanta. So you're very similar as far as the customs and the lifestyles. The only thing is when you get out into the Panamanian culture, out into the areas that's primarily Panamanian, then you feel like you're in a Panamanian or a Latin community. But for the most part, the roads, the bridges, the infrastructure, the shopping, the dining, fine dining, everything that you can imagine is very similar to a major U.S. city.
So now what is my reason for moving and relocating outside of America?
Many people have a concern about the taxes that they have in their states and their communities in the United States being so high when they retire that they can go overseas. And many people are looking to become citizens in another country so that they can surpass those exorbitantly high taxes and still maintain the same type of standard of living that they're accustomed to because they're not going to be having to pay those taxes. Or they're just wanting a change of pace, or they're wanting to downsize, or they're wanting a tropical environment. So a lot of people do that. But then I have many people from the United States that never intend to go to Panama other than to just vacation occasionally, but they want to diversify their investments and they want to invest outside of the United States or North America. We do work with people from all over the world, but over 80% of our clientele is North America. So there's many reasons, and we work with everything, all things Panama from A to Z, from getting your residency, getting your citizenship, buying a car, setting up a bank account, finding a place to either rent or purchase, and or real estate investments.
Now, are you finding that business is good for you, but that more and more people, as the pandemic is hitting America, and a lot of people maybe were forced into retirement early, or they got laid off, or something happened to disrupt their kind of career, are they looking towards ways to kind of get more bang for their buck, their retirement buck?
Absolutely. It is amazing how much time I am on the phone doing consultations with people that are exactly what you just said. They were furloughed. They thought they were going to retire in 2 years, 3 years, maybe even 5 years. Now their retirement has begun because of coronavirus, and many have purchased properties sight unseen. They know they want to be on the ocean. They know they want to be in a condominium. They want to get into a property that's relatively new, whatever it is, golf course, mountains, whatever. They know that they like Central America. They like Panama. But more so than that, we have people investing in our agricultural projects, which are what I refer to basically a farm in a box, where people are able to own farmland that is farmed by very, very large farming corporations, where they create a reverse merger or a reverse co-op, if you will. And they purchase the land, and then the farming company leases it back on typically a 30-year contract, and they're farming the land. And so they split the profits 70% to the farmer, the investor, and 30% to the management company. And this is a well-established program that's already been in play for many years. And I've been marketing this project for many, many years. And now we've expanded to multiple different agricultural projects, because the buzzword essential that we all keep hearing, there's nothing that can be more essential than food. And when we look at what's happened in the world, that's the one constant. Everybody still needs to eat every single day, and that's not a fad, and it's not going away. So the agricultural has proven to be a very enticing aspect of diversifying their investments, getting out of the stock market. Many people are concerned that the market's going to collapse at some point, or really take a dive because of the hyperinflation that's projected due to all of the trillions of dollars that's been put into the marketplace. So they're just trying to safeguard, if you will, some of their retirements. And so they're trying to move them into all kinds of different new types of investment strategies. And this is one that's just really taken off for us.
So now, do you work with kind of American CPAs or investment advisors in order to just make them aware of these options for their clients?
I actually work with the clients and their financial planners. We will help them as far as giving them the information that they need. We always recommend that they and suggest that they have their CPAs, their financial planners, or whatever, review their, you know, their investments, because we're not financial advisors. We do not give financial advice. We are real estate educators, real estate investors and educators. I spoke with and taught with the Rich Dad, Poor Dad organization for years, and still work with them on different things, projects and advertising things. So we are educators. We are looking for opportunities to help people with real estate that's wanting to diversify their funds into real estate properties, the underlying asset, the dirt, the condominiums, the homes, the whatever, the farming, so that they can basically just restructure their portfolio some, because that's something that we are finding many, many people are really concerned about.
Now, is this something that if I'm in America and do I have to move there and spend, you know, every day of the year there? Or is it something I can go back and forth? Like, how does the person typically kind of live this lifestyle?
Absolutely not. That's one thing about Panama that's so attractive. They have these expat programs that are very enticing. Although I'm in Panama, typically, this year's been an untypical year for everybody, but typically I'm in Panama 6 to 7 months out of the year. But I'm only there for 2, 3, 5, 6 weeks at a time. And then I'm in another country, I'm speaking, I'm teaching, and then I go back to the States and I'm back and forth. And I'm never there for a full 90 days. So I'm not even a resident, although I own a home there. And I'm there more than I am in the United States in normal times. But if you wanted to be there consecutively more than 90 days, you would want to become a resident. And that's a very simple process. It's very inexpensive. We work with you to help hook you up with the visa attorneys and getting all that you need to become a resident and or a citizen. But you do not have to be there any extended period of time to be able to invest. As long as you have a passport, you can invest in Panama and you never even have to go there. So we do a lot of short-term type of investments, real estate investments, where people buy in pre-construction and they're out within 2 years to 5 years, depending on the project. They get into the agricultural, where they start getting a payout either in 24 months or 48 months, and that continues every single year. They're paid for the year once a year, but it's on a monthly basis. Have that revenue. It's a business. It's just truly a business. But do you actually have to go there, stay there, and live there? No, you do not.
Now, what percent of your clients do kind of stay there, live there?
Only about 15 to 20% of my clients actually live there full time. Most of my clients are retirees that will either go there 2 weeks out of the year up to 6 months out of the year. You have a lot of snowbirds that go back and forth. So you have just a diverse group of people, and they all have different things and goals that they're looking for. Many people that have purchased, they've purchased well before their retirement years with the intentions that they would live there full time once they do retire. So we're seeing a lot of that happen. I've been there since now 2012. And so we're starting to see a lot of those people that purchased back in 2012, 13, 14, 15, that are now moving into Panama full time. Right now, I have a page full of people that's waiting to come to Panama to actually visit, boots on the ground, do a VIP, what we call boot camp. It's a real estate education. It is not a sales pitch. It is totally about the economy, the growth, the country, the visa process, the different properties and projects, and the strategies that go along with those. And we teach real estate strategies from every project that we go to. We don't work with just one developer. We don't work with just one or two projects. We have multiple on an ongoing basis, because one size does not fit all in real estate ever. And so the one thing I want people to understand is the real estate education that we do is applicable no matter where they're at, where they're investing, whether it's in the United States or in Canada or Panama or in Portugal. As long as you understand the real estate strategies and how to utilize those, then you can implement those and put those into play anywhere you want to invest.
Now, to give the listener a kind of a reference point in terms of affordability, like what would be like a home on Lake Lanier, say, as opposed to a home on the water in Panama?
Well, when you're comparing apples to apples, a home on Lake Lanier, and let's just say we're going to talk about maybe a 1,800 square foot home. A 1,800 square foot home on Lake Lanier is going to run you, and depending on the lot, but if you're right on the lake and you've got a dock permit, you're going to be looking at easily $600,000 and up. In Panama, that same type of a condominium, same size, overlooking the ocean, is going to run you, depending on if you're right near the city or if you're an hour and a half out of the city, anywhere from $250,000 up to $450,000.
So it's a very dramatic difference in value.
Dramatic. When you're talking about on the water and that type of thing, now you can find some very high-end properties in the city that overlook the water but do not have water access in Panama, and those are going to start in the $750,000 range and up. But it's because of the scarcity. They're very limited. And again, no actual access. It's just ocean view. Because there is no ocean access in the city of Panama for the water. It's just view. There's no way to access it. It's not a recreational area. You have to get right outside of the city in an area called Veracruz, which is where I live, where you actually have ocean access. And you have some beautiful condos there that's going to run in the range of 1,500 to 1,700 square feet, two bedroom, two and a half bath. And you can get into those for in the range of $550,000, $650,000. Very, very beautiful. Marble floors, granite countertops, you know, high end everything. So it depends on where you want to be and what the standard of living is that you're looking for, because it's all there, everything from the very high end to the very low end. And that includes like fine dining as well. You can go to the Panamanian type of restaurants that only the locals really know about. And you can get a full plate of chicken and rice and beans and plantains. And I mean, just a massive amount of food for $6-7. But if you go to the fine dining restaurants where you've got the well-known chefs from around the world, like in Casco Viejo, you can find restaurants that's going to be, you know, $60, $80 a plate.
Now, is it is the lifestyle that of which, like living in, you know, like a Buckhead or Midtown Atlanta, where there is some walking, you, or do you have to have a car? Are there Ubers? Is it something that it's easy to do ride shares or cabs, or is it something you have to have a car to drive around?
In the city, you do have cabs and Uber. And of course, you do want to do Uber. It's substantially less expensive. And you do have communities like Costa del Este, which is one of the areas that we are in, which has that urbanized, you know, you can walk everywhere, ride your bike, go to the restaurants, the mall, the movie theaters, the shopping. Everything is just right there within walking distance. But then if you get outside of the city, then you're going to need a car. I'm just right outside the city, 15 minutes from downtown, and I can do Uber if I want to from where I live. But with all the running that I do back and forth to the airport and meeting clients and things like that, having a car is almost a necessity for me.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about some of your educational programs and just learn more about this opportunity, what is the website?
Well, we do a free 1-hour mentoring program just to see where people are and what they're looking for. I do have a mentoring program that's an intense, ongoing mentoring program that I've been doing for many years, back in the 1990s. But what I do initially is I'd like to talk to people just to see what they're looking for. That's all explained on our quick 11-minute video at eviebrookspanama.com. And we also do a VIP tour that I mentioned earlier, which is a 3-day, 4-night. You stay in the beautiful Casa Bonita where I live, right on the Pacific Ocean. And it is a hardcore, just, you know, we run nonstop, but it is boots on the ground. It is not sitting in a classroom. If we're in a classroom for a total of 2 hours, the entire 3 days that we're in the VIP tour, that's a lot. Because we go from project to project. We span about 2.5-hour span or radius from the airport in Panama. We go to the attorney's offices. We do all kinds of different things so people can really become educated, not only about real estate, but about the Panama lifestyle and, you know, the opportunities in Panama. So you can get all that information in that 11-minute video, and that's at eviebrookspanama.com. Evie is spelled E as in Edward, B as in Victor, iebrookspanama.com.
Good stuff, Evie. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.